Tell me
what these last two pages are. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Bud? Tell me what these last two pages, we got them all but two, what are they, on international affairs?
Yes, sir.
If not, we got to put a good deal of that in it, you see.
Oh, yes. Is that satisfactory?
Yeah, this is real good, what we've got. I've got to get that thrift and frugality and international affairs in.
I want to get thrift and frugality in there. I want to question whether or not this legislative program policy is what you want to say.
Yes. I want just what you've got in there up to now. I don't want a new program. I just want to get the one passed we've got, and we'll come up there.
I meant whether you should talk about it this way at all, or tell them that they can't, don't expect them to do it for the first year. Explicitly tell them.
I'll just leave it like you got it.
Okay. Well, I didn't trust that. I didn't think that would be what you wanted.
No, I think I'd leave it like that. I don't think we can go any further, and we'll see. But I've got to wrap it up now, because I've got to get the Howard to make the report. I would say that in the last 5 days, Bill, go out there and meet him. Last 5 days that I've got to, here's what I've seen, and here's who I've talked to, here are the developments in international relations. We're scheduled a meeting with the Earhart and De Gaulle and
what about you? We talked to you.
And Hume, those three we're all going to see. And just say there are many problems we have in the world, but we're working in unity, and the way the world is working with us, we're grateful to them.
Against the business about you going to see Khrushchev somewhere, would you like to say anything about maybe not leaving the country or something of that sort?
No,
I think that might be rather popular with the country because of the succession.
To say, well, you might say, while some of them are coming here, with all the problems that we have and getting acquainted with them in the remaining year of this administration, I don't have. It's obvious that I can't be away or something like that.
I was thinking about saying something such as that the office of the American president has become a world office, but in these times, I believe that the place of the American president is at home.
Yeah. Well, never mind. What do you think about that, David?
The office of the American president has become a world office, but in these critical days, facing the American president is at home. He thinks we ought to say, in view of the Khrushchev feelers and his letters and wanting to get together, and he thinks in view of the McCormick signature.
Okay, he says no.
Okay. Very good.
Now, we've got to have something in there, you know, in your lines for progress, Joe. Okay, well, you better hurry now, because I'm going to have to work on it. The only time I'm going to have is between now and 4 o'clock. Because I go into Latin American thing at 4 o'clock, and then I'm going to be stuck, and I've got to get this on the mimeograph. You want to get on here and say anything else? We got to have a Latin, we got a clear, ringing endorsement of the lines for progress, because we're making that 4 o'clock. And maybe Dick Goodwin, maybe you get a sentence of what we're saying then. I guess you don't want to repeat it, though.
No, I wouldn't repeat it.
Well, Walter can call you and read it to you if you want him to read it. Do you have time?
Well, I can get somebody to...
What I'm saying this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
All right.
Or to call him as soon as you can.
Right.
And I don't believe I want to say that the old program is my program. I want to say on foreign policy that we're going to have a continuity and not confusion, and that I embrace the steps that have been taken, but I don't want everything, every time they want to see what Johnson's program is, go look and see what Kennedy said.
Well, I'm concerned about you not saying it.
Wait a minute, Buzz, but that might...
they might think they're using it, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I would say no. You mean that you think if we don't say it, that they'll say that we're not carrying on?
Yes, sir. I mean, I just don't know what else you can honorably do except to say that you're carrying on.
As for our program, the program of this administration, is already before you. And I urgently commend action on it. I've got to have the thrift, and I've got to have the frugality, and I've got to have that stuff that Abe and the other fellow that I got there, I've got to have that in it, and the international thing, I don't know whether you're going to be able to get that in 2 pages or not. But anyway, I'll let you go, and Walter will call you on the other, because I've got to run.
All right.